All right, y'all, Ignis is about to kick off in just a few, but first, here's Bobby Gales checking in. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, Steve, and good morning, everyone. So we're talking about helping women improve their lives, and there's an organization I'm spotlighting this morning that does just that. My guest is the CEO and founder of Your Infinite Paths Foundation, Ms. Catherine Young. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So let's jump right into this. Share with our listeners about your organization and the great work you do.
So Your Infinite Paths Foundation helps people improve their socioeconomic status with coaching principles. And we are currently talking about the shelter program that we have planned for July 9th. We are partnering with the Felder Jones Foundation to bring wigs, food, and hygiene items to women who are trying to improve their lives. And of course, you know, we need food, we need hygiene items, and sometimes we need a wig to be able to go to interviews and feel good about ourselves. So it's very important that we help people improve their self-esteem if we want them to be successful in life.
Exactly. I love what you do. Now, for those who would like to get more information about the work you do, or maybe to make donations, where can they go?
Okay, so we have a website, www.yourinfinitepadsfoundation.org. You can call me at 240-970-0163, and I would love to speak to anyone interested in helping us out.
There you go. That's what it's all about, helping other people out. Catherine,
absolutely.
I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners and all the great work you're doing there.
Thank you so much for having us again. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. My special guest there, Catherine Young, the founder and CEO of Your Infinite Paths Foundation. Now, if you would like more information about this organization and the work they do, you can also go to our website at whur.com. Okay, time for traffic. Angela, you got it.